It, like I said, never a dull moment. Never a dull moment. Holy crap. All right. Sorry I'm late. No sound here. Okay, can you guys hear me? Let me know. Let me know. Let me know. Let me give me a yay or nay. AI is doing just to piss you off. Don't, yeah, you know, it could be that too. No, it's this environment. I have never seen such a clusterfuck place as I've seen since I've been here. Almost 3 months here. It is unbelievable. It is truly, truly unbelievable. To give you an example, I went to the bank today. I have to go to the bank tomorrow. People have sent me money for, you know, making them stuff. So I had two money orders. And money orders now. Money orders. So that means that cash is already there. So the bank machine took the one, but it wouldn't take the other one. I have no idea why. Everything was signed. Everything was right. I have no idea. So anyway, it amazed me. That's all I could say. It amazed me. So then I went to another bank, another Chase. Same thing. It wouldn't take the check. I have no idea. So anyhow, I'll have to get a check tomorrow, see what happened. Hopefully, it can be resolved. But like, these are the stupid shit that I see here. It goes on like this all the fucking time. Unbelievable. What's this now? You just have to listen to Twitch, I guess. Can you not hear me? Let's see here. Sean, can't you hear me? What the hell's going on with this thing? There it is. It's working. Okay. Things would just work. I would be so happy if things just worked. All right. Let me get on with the show before something else goes wrong. It's amazing. Like I said, you know, you'd have to be here to believe it. You know, you'd have to be here to it's almost surreal. It's like being in the Twilight Zone, Outer Limits, Fringe, and Eureka all in one time. You know. So for those who don't know what Fringe is another sci-fi type series where the unusual and the bizarre events would happen, and their FBI was always looking into these cases, sort of like the X-Files. And this is living in Arizona is like living in X-File. As I say here, yeah, I think you are the best. could be. Friends like that, who needs enemies, right? I sorry about the late notifications. I got in here, booted up the computer, and the AVG was blocking StreamYard. I couldn't figure out what was going on. As soon as I shut off the AVG, everything came back online. That's another dumb thing. They put this shit in your computer, and it's just spyware. And they have to, and most of the time, it causes the damn problems, which most of your computers. I took it off once, and I thought I'd better put it back on. I usually use 360, and I never had a problem with 360, so I'm going to probably get rid of that AVG. It's a pain in the ass. It really is. It causes more problems. I think that's what corrupts these systems, is these effing spyware protection that they put you, that they give you. We're going to protect you from being hacked, but we're going to hack you just so we can bleed out some more money out of you. You know, it's just the way it is. But anyway, I want to talk tonight about the eclipse, because everybody's asking me my opinion about the eclipse. So I start off, eclipse or not to eclipse? Is that the question? Are we dealing with dark energy? Is the eclipse a natural phenomenon, or is it another science experiment at our expense again? What do? Do we hang on to the things that are familiar or do we move forward and evolve like we're meant to? Or is being comfortable in complacency the seduction of apathy is the choice? We are warned and just seductively fell asleep due to the frequency targeting theta waves. Now, this is the whole show in one lump sum. But the whole idea of the eclipse, when you look at the Substack tonight, take a look at the pictures that I'm showing you, the illustrations that I pulled up. And you're going to find, and you may observe what I've observed, that the line of trajectory is going to go from, it's going to go all the way down to Mexico. It's going to go all the way down to Mexico, and then it's going to go all the way up to Quebec. And it's going to go in a straight line. That got me thinking. That got me thinking a little bit. And I kind of wondered, what if that straight line trajectory isn't a straight line trajectory after all, but perhaps maybe it's an actual weapon being released on the general population. I mean, everyone's thinking that anyway, right? Make a problem and fix it. Yeah, they fix it. And, they are so half-assed here in Arizona on how they do things and how things work. It's like I said, you wouldn't believe it, even if you're here. So when we're looking at the whole scenario of them fixing things, well, they fix things too, right? I mean, we see how well they fix things. And when we're looking at the whole enchilada on how they fix things, they do a good job, don't they? I mean, don't they do a wonderful job? And the what's going on here now? Sounds like the government. Yeah. Well, make a problem and fix the problem. Yeah. Well, I got a bite. Oh, I got it. Okay. Alana Freeland, she's, like I said, she's head and shoulders above everybody in this research that she's done, and you get a lot of, she took a lot of flack from some people, but I had to inform them that nobody has done the research and has dug in the way she did. And this is what led me to believe and think now in terms of, if they're putting plasma up in the air, to give you the impression of a cloud. Excuse me. To give you the impression that that's actually cloud cover up there, which it isn't. Today we're driving, just to give you an idea, today we're driving down into Arizona. I mean, I shouldn't say that. Driving to the surprise. And we're driving to the surprise, and I look at the clouds. Each cloud was a clone. They all looked exactly alike. These were manufactured clouds to give you the appearance, the Hollywood appearance. You ever watch the old early shows, 1960s, 70s shows, the old westerns in Arizona and New Mexico and Texas, and you see the big clouds, and the clouds all looked perfect. They're perfectly set in the sky. Well, that's the way it was here today. And each cloud looked just like the other cloud. They're small little puff clouds, and they're right across the sky. And they were being, and again, these were manufactured. These were created by the chemtrails, by the chemical frequency reaction that they create up there. And they mix them up, hit them with frequencies, tell the particles how to form a shape. We've seen pictures of clouds that had faces in them. That's them using the energy to create those images. We were listening to Blue Beam Projects years ago, and the whole Blue Beam and how we're going to see different images and different things. Maybe we're going to see prophets. Maybe we're going to see holy men. Maybe we're going to see some, you know, what's the term? These wise universe elders, you know, elders of the universe, and these so-called, you know, gifted, whatever bullshit that everyone believes. You know, you believe in Jesus, you're going to see Jesus. You see, if you believe in Muhammad, you're going to see Muhammad. If you believe in Vishnu, you're going to see Vishnu. If you believe in Buddha, you're going to see Buddha. If you believe in the Great Spirit, you're going to see the Great Spirit. If you believe in some sort of universal console, this universal console is going to say to everybody, we're one. Join in. Be a part of the one. Be a part of the one. I'll play on words. So when you see stuff like that in the sky, that's energy manipulation. So now we're looking at, you know, a pattern, you know, like a connection. Like I said, it's going from Quebec all the way down to Mexico, into the middle southwest part of Mexico, and it's closer to the center. This is a trajectory. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I was talking to some friends of mine in Windsor, Ontario, and they told me there that the announcers on the media are telling people to, you know, go outside, wear your glasses, you'll be fine. You'll see the spectacular sight. You may not see it for another 10,000 million bazillion years. And people will do it without thinking, because the radio told them it was safe. They're going to go out and do it. Like I said, and I'm seeing so much, you know, brain damaged people out there. Yeah, I'm shocked. I thought that was messed up. Mm. So when we're looking at that trajectory, it's like it's a perfect pattern. I've never seen any eclipses form and move in a perfect pattern. They usually block out a specific area. That's what they normally block out. You know, a certain region or a specific region or specific territory. But this is going to go, oh hell, it's going to go at least 4,000 or 5,000 miles. Like I said, and then I wondered, is that really going to be the sun and the moon? Is it going to be one of their solar reflectors that they're going to put, that they've got out there, and they're going to shift another reflector or maybe another moon that they've got up there? I have seen two moons up in the sky driving down Windsor, Ontario, down Tecumseh Road one day. I was looking, and there was a moon on the right side of Tecumseh, and there was a moon on the left side of Tecumseh. Like, how many moons do we have here, you know? So are we on Saturn, you know, or are we on Jupiter? We got more than one moon. This is what's going on. This is what I've seen. And now I'm down here, and I'm thinking, okay, it's going to go right through Windsor, Ontario, right through Windsor. I'm looking at this, and I'm just shaking my head. Are you effing kidding me? I called up my buddy and I told him, you know what, you might want to be out of town before the 8th. You know, before the 8th. How you doing, Wayne? Or Wynn? You know, because of what's coming down. So then I thought about that too. I thought, well, what if what we're seeing is going to be a sideshow? What if we're going to be seeing is not going to be an eclipse at all? What if what we're going to be seeing is going to be their technology that they're playing with to create a simulation of some kind? What do you think it would do to someone if they watch it? I'm safe here where we can't see it. It can blind you. because it is emitting specific wavelengths and frequencies. And if you don't wear the proper shielding, and the shielding you need to wear is the same thing as the welder would wear to block, because again, when the eclipse happens, your pupils open wide open. So your eyes are adjusting to the darkness. So the radiation that comes in can actually fry the eyes. Now, that's a normal eclipse. I don't know if this is going to be a normal eclipse. I don't think it is. The more I'm looking at this and the more I'm seeing this and reading about this thing, the more I'm thinking this is going to be a directed energy experiment. They're showing, on one map, they're showing there's going to be other eclipses later on in April and then in August. So I'm wondering if this is another dark energy experiment that they're going to be releasing in the general population. And they're using an eclipse as a disguise to propagate the experiment. I mean, it's not the first time something like that has happened. You know, we're going to Vietnam to save those people and give them democracy. They're communist. You know, oh, we got nuclear energy and it's going to provide us loads of electricity and it's going to be clean. Military harvested to make nuclear weapons and depleted missiles to penetrate armor-piercing tanks. You know, will you watch it, Tony? I no. According to the one of the maps, it's going to move across, going from southwest Texas to Quebec, and another pattern is going to go right through where I'm sitting. So maybe I'll take a flight to Windsor on the 8th. I can beat the traffic. You know. Oh, we got Terra Australis here. We got French, WBM, that's okay. So that's my take on it. I think it's going to be, look, you know what? After following the science for 3 years and seeing what a wonderful job they did for 3 years in protecting people and, you know, they weren't dying until they took the jab. It's incredible the coincidence involved here. You know, nobody died until they took the shot. Or nobody died until they took the PCR test. Or nobody died until they went to an emergency. Imagine that. You know, follow the science. And when we're looking at following the science, this contrived, you know, theater, it's not even about science. I listened to a song. I've never heard it before, which might sound strange to some of you, because there's a time in my life where I just backed away from music. And I really don't listen to music at all either, because the frequencies that are involved are to fry your brain pretty much with the theta waves. And it's called Californication. And when I read the lyrics and I saw the illustrations that they were showing, the song was sung in 1999. And when you actually look at the short clip that YouTube does, it's amazing. It's amazing. The lyrics of the song was definitely predictive programming. Completely predictive programming. You know, that little gal there, what the hell's her name? The little brunette from Sweden. The one who shoots off her mouth wanting money. Yeah, Red Hot Chili Pepper, yeah. I heard about that, yeah. When you listen to that, I'll play it. What I did is I posted the lyrics in the show. And when you read the lyrics, Greta Thunberg, yeah, that's the one. That little goofy bitch. That one, yeah. My 8-year-old aunt asked me why she could see two moons in the sky. Yep, I've seen it. I seen the two moons just driving down the road one day going home. Two moons in the sky, you know. Either we have more than one sun orbiting the Earth, and we have more than one moon orbiting the Earth, and they only told us that there was only one. Imagine that, you know. Or, you know, the science is wrong. Or perhaps, you remember French, she came over to Canada. She was going to try to tell us in Canada how to live. I think we all told her, go back home and shove it up your ass. And she came, and what she came here for was to get money. It was a Ponzi scheme to make money. You know, so yeah, I don't have no qualm calling her that. Everything is wrong. Well, if you really want to see everything wrong, come to Phoenix, Arizona. It's fucked up. Nothing works right here. It's unbelievable. It's talk about an inversion. This must be a point in time and space or in quantum where shit just goes backwards. I don't know how else to explain it. I believe every Canadian should be free of oppression and thievery. Justin Trudeau's here now. Wasn't old Joe doing? Joe's a bum. Now we know that. Now we know this isn't Justin Trudeau, because Justin Trudeau loves Joe Biden. So we know this is a fraud. This is a fake, a deep fake. A deep fake. Listening to the song, you know, yeah, there you go. See? Deep fake. When you listen to the song and you read the lyrics, you see the illustrations they show you, you almost have to believe there's something called time hopping. There must be something to it. Because it seems like we had about three decades of music warning us about the end times. It just seemed like it was just a constant flow of lyrics and a constant flow of whatever. And I think it was both sides playing us in the middle again. What else is new? There we go. Now that's the Justin we've come to know and love. So what's this? If you think Phoenix is bad, go to California. I'm a California native living in Phoenix for 5 years. Are you kidding me? You came and you stayed? I was ready to leave 3 months ago, much less you stayed. You must have had a reason. I don't know what it would be. I can't see what it would be to keep you here, but I mean, no, I don't want to go to California either. That would be like just jumping from the frying pan into the fire. I mean, the idea of someone can miss can't. Yeah, like the song in the year 24. There was a lot of songs that were being played back then. Eye in the Sky. Judas Priest sang one talking about artificial intelligence. War Pigs. You know, the scenarios were left on and on and on. You know, warning us and warning us and warning us. But the reason why we couldn't get the message, some of us did, but because the music had what they call theta waves in the frequency. And when you're being hit with theta waves, they put you in a sort of a sleep-like state, which makes you very susceptible to being subjected to whatever suggestions that they might want to put into your brain. That's what they had then. Today it's shit now. It can go right into your brain and televise a whole sequence of stuff just to program you. So a lot of people heard the music, saw the message, and then were put to sleep. Imagine that. Imagine that. That's the technology, how far this technology has gone. There are sets up, by the way. Thank you for adding Elena Pino link. Good talk. Knew about most of it, but she presents it well. Yeah, well, I think she's probably the go-to gal when you want to talk to her about the space fence and the things going up in the sky. You know, I stay in touch with her when I see something. I usually send something off to her. There was something that she was talking about on one of her orientations, and I saw the carbon connection. I sent it to her. So this is where I forget how I put it to her. So this is how your connectivity is working, and she actually mentioned it in the talk too. So someone's trying to enter the studio. Full of 10 people. I hope not full of 10 people. I only got 9. You know, where the hell today? What a ding! This sun, what? Sun simulator. Yep. Well, like I said, with the whole I need more people. Got people coming in here. What's this thing telling me? Oh, it went away. When you're looking at a lot of the science that we've been following, or being, I shouldn't say being following, when we listen to the science that we've been being manipulated with and deceived, you know, you have to question everything today. Everything. If you're not questioning even what you think you know or what you think you believe in, something's wrong. Something's wrong with you, and something's wrong with the way you're thinking. If you can't perceive in reality or a reality that something is amiss here with what we've been going through and things that we've been going through, you'd have to question this eclipse. I think the eclipse is going to be used as a weapon testing. That's what I think. It stands to reason. They have to erase their clusterfuck, or they have to erase what they've done so they can rewrite history the way they want history to be presented. It's always been the case. You know, anytime there's been a major event, there's been a complete eradication in order to cover up and erase what they've done. So like I said, when we're looking at a lot of the things that we're observing, like I said, it's time to question everything you think you know. Because when you start questioning and start really examining everything you think you know, even the literature that you've been reading and have accepted it as fact, then you need to also test to see who actually wrote these things. Or who translated these things, or who's propagating these things, and what do they have to gain by it? And we get into this ideology that you know, these other religions are, you know, they're purer and they're nicer, or they're cleaner, and they're untouchable. That's such bullshit. That blows me away that people could even believe that. There's always been corrupt governments. There's always been corrupt entities. There's always been some kind of corruption on the planet that would distort the truth in any way, shape, or form. It's our job to be able to try to discern the truth and see where it works. See, I like I said, I'm not a believer in any kind of reincarnation. And the reason why I don't believe it is because it makes no sense to me on any level that we're going to come back here to learn something else or to fix a mistake. The laws of physics are in place. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You'll never be able to fix anything. You'll never be able to correct anything. So that, to me, is just mythos. By design, to keep you stuck in a dimensional vortex. Who the fuck would want to come back here again? Why would anybody want to come back here again? That makes no sense to me either. What does make sense is evolution. You see a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. We don't see a caterpillar coming back as a caterpillar. Kind of redundant, don't you think? You know, so there's a lot of reasons why I don't buy into any of these Eastern religions either. They're all full of shit, just like anybody, any other religion. To think that anybody has something on this planet that hasn't been somehow compromised, in my mind, you're deluded. Whatever you're smoking, you need to share it with me. You know, so I can also have that state of fantasy. Can you ever see satellites with your eyes? I look up a lot and have never seen one satellite. I've been noticing a lot of satellites in the sky here. Yeah, you can see them. I can't. How come you can't see them? Well, you're up in Ottawa and you're in your little, you know, mansion, whatever. In the sky or SatMap radar. There you go. I think I'm going to play a couple things here. In a second. Where'd you go? Come on. I'm looking for something here. No, that's Gab. Is this the one? Let me see. Give me a second. Oh, there he is. Shit. Pulled the wrong one up. All right. Listen to this. Let me know if you can hear it. As soon as it plays.
Include quarantines, masks, mandatory testing, vaccination requirements, lockdowns, and border closures with vaccine passports. This has the active support of the World Economic Forum, the European Union, the World Bank, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, the Chinese Communist Party, and the Biden administration. I might add, if you don't already know this, the Gates Foundation is the second largest contributor to the WHO. And it also has the Biden administration's strong support, which means they're driving this to say that they're not going to characterize these as treaties, which means they don't have to receive U.S. Senate confirmation or approval. So they're bypassing it, and they're going to make this thing happen in late May.
So I don't know when, what part of May, what year in May, maybe it's this year, they got cut off there. So I hope you guys got to hear it. The link will be on the Substack as well. So that you can, you know, you can maybe find the clip and maybe find the full speech. So we got going on here. Upstate New York is insane. I was near Syracuse. It's so corrupt. Oswego County. To Southwest Florida is a blessing for me right now. Okay. We got people that want to get out of Florida too. So I'm kind of wondering if some states are just falling apart. You know, they're creating that dynamic. Just makes me wonder. You know, because of the way things are going. Just the way things are going. You know, it just makes me wonder. I'll try to use binoculars, but doesn't make them any clearer than eyesight. It's the May from what I've heard. Oh, it's this May. Okay. Yeah, that's what I mean. When I listened to it, it said May and it cut off. But it would stand to reason. I mean, we're going to have April seems to be the month of bring your own lubricant because you're going to get screwed. And May may be the turning point. And it kind of makes sense, and makes sense like I was indicating earlier, speculatively, that I think this is going to be a weapon. This is going to be a dark energy weapon that they're going to fire on the planet. They're going to create massive death with the people that have been jabbed. These people are going to drop. They're going to drop these nanites from the sky, and these things will attach themselves to the tech. So when we're looking at, you know, things escalating, you know, there's another way to look at all this too. The Bible tells us that if the days aren't shortened, no flesh would be saved. The longer this continues, the more people are going to get killed here. The more people are going to get smoked, the more people are going to die, the more people are going to have to, they're going to just either lose their perspective, or they're just going to be finished. There won't be anything left. What's this going on?
Yeah, run the truth timer. Okay.
They never pass up any opportunities. No, they don't. You just moved before the lockdown. Well, you may get locked down in Florida. This is the thing that I'm not sure in regard to how they're going to bring all this. Okay, if things go according to whatever patterns that they're doing, and the war breaks out at the end of the year, this would mean they would have completely collapsed everything. And when I'm looking at, like I said, when I'm looking at what I'm seeing going on here where I'm at, you know, I've never seen the likes of this before. Not to this level. I've seen, you know, things screw up, but this is unbelievable here. And I do believe they're purposely trying to crash the system here. And in Canada, they're doing the same thing. I would probably reckon it's going on throughout the whole Commonwealth. Again, it's just a presumption on my part. But it just stands to reason that what he's saying that's going to come down in May, then, you know, we are in a quagmire here. If they shut down the banks in a year, 1 year, they're going to shut down the bank June 30th, 2025. Hard to escape. It's escape Florida, if a copless scenario. Hard to escape. Nowhere safe to speak. No, not really. And then you have to kind of determine who you're going to trust during those times. If we are in a position right now where we don't trust people now, in times of, you know, mediocrity, what's going to happen when we get when we go through those times of intensity? That's going to be interesting. I'll give you an example what I mean. Today, or yesterday and today, I was listening to Tucker Carlson. I just happened to turn to one of those shorts that they do on YouTube. And he was saying there was a guy in Arizona that told a guy to get off his property, an illegal. I think the illegal came at him, and he shot the guy and killed him. And he called the police, and the police arrested him. Now, in the state of Arizona, you have the right to kill somebody. They trespass on your property. So when we're looking at the law here, the guy didn't break the law. And then for him to go to leave jail, he asked the judge if he could go home to protect his wife, because his wife now is defenseless. They're up in age. I guess the wife's going to be shooting somebody too, I guess. Anyway, this is the state of Arizona, the state that, you know, people can own a gun, can walk around with a gun. You know, you it's not uncommon to see somebody carrying a 9mm on a holster or some other firearm on their belt walking down the streets. Not uncommon here. And yet, when a guy protects his property, and he's within his right of the law here in the state, they've now arrested him. Now imagine they collapse everything, and you have anarchy. You know, imagine they have anarchy. Man needs a backhoe. No, not a backhoe. No, you don't want a backhoe. You just want to use a little acid. Do some acid, man. Just some acid. So like I said, when we're thinking of terms of, if we're not trusting now, what are we going to be like after the intensity of the stuff kicks in? I was talking to the cab driver that was driving me around today, and she says there was a gal that had left California. She was a Brit. She came from California to Phoenix. She said she told me that she had said the same exact thing I said about Arizona. She couldn't believe what she's been through either. And she said she had to get out of California before it was too late. She came here. You know, it's unbelievable. Backhoe. So this is I'm gardening in pots all year. Brings joy. Been foggy, a stinky fog, white junk in it. Yeah, definitely. Well, like I said, we've been under the gun, and like I said, I wanted to touch on the eclipse. And the eclipse, I don't think it's going to be an eclipse. And if you're in that line of that trajectory, you may see the other thing about the trajectory on this. Okay, if I'm right, and it goes through from Mexico all the way to Quebec, and they're firing some dark energy across, the landscape, even if it's in a beam. How is that going to affect the water table, the land table, the air quality? What will be the extent of the damage from the fallout from this directed energy weapon? What is it going to poison? Are they actually going to poison the wells? Are they going to poison the rivers and streams? Are they going to poison the forests? Are they going to poison the animals in the wild? Are they going to poison the air? If you're up in the mountain somewhere and you get hit with this, and the air is thin as it is, and you won't be able to filter out or be able to process the stuff out of your system, you'll suffocate. So, I mean, is this also part of the game? So when we're looking at the, so you caught it. I caught it. There's a reason this eclipse can go so far. Well, I like to hear your reason, but I don't believe there's a real reason for it. I believe it's a weapon. And I don't think that we need to believe NASA either. NASA's never told us the truth either. Why would you even consider their data? This astounds me as well. Maybe it's because I'm Canadian. I don't know. But I wouldn't believe anything they say. Create a war, conscript everyone. Yeah, that's what they're doing. And Europe has already started doing that. I don't even think there's a war going on in Ukraine. What I think is really going on there is they're testing their AI military, their AI machinery, their AI networks. I think that's what they're actually doing. The amount of money that they're flooding into the area, if it's even going there, if it's not all going to Israel, is all, I think, happening as a result of the AI war machine. I guess that's a good way of putting it, the AI war machine. I don't believe for one minute that it's going there for a war effort. Tucker he may be controlled opposition, but he did present that as a news item, and it's a true news item. I was talking to somebody else here in Arizona, and they said the same thing. Guy got arrested, $1 million bond on him, and he can't get out of jail, he can't protect his wife, and he's got immigrants running through his property all the time. And I guess apparently one of them tried something stupid with him. You know, so I just logged into Rumble Skatey. Okay, aren't they already doing that? 34 trillion in debt. 34 trillion in debt. We're about 5 trillion in debt in Canada. So you're 34 trillion somewhere else. Okay. Unless Justin, you know, created more debt for Canada that nobody knows about. what's going on here? So we are, if we are in the path or close to the path, what should we do? I don't believe leaving just for a day would help. I really don't know what to tell you on that one, to be honest with you. You know, because, I mean, theoretically, if this is a dark energy weapon of some kind, or if it's any kind of energy weapon of some kind, and they fire it, you know, what is this payload? We don't know. You know, if its payload is nanotechnology or nanites that they're dropping down from this technology, and if those nanites are specifically programmed to target those who've been injected, this is going to go everywhere. It's going to spread everywhere. Now, if the targeting of these particles or these targeting of these bots specifically seek out only those people who've been jabbed, you know, and you have to remember, in all of this, people who took the jab or 3 jabs or whatever they took, they're pissing and shitting just like everybody else. It's going into the water table. So if it's going into the water table, if this technology binds with it, I have no idea what that's going to do. Because think about this. If all that excrement is in the rivers and streams, and your deer and your elk and your moose and your bear and your cougar and your bobcats and everything else, your birds, your sparrows, your blue jays, your hawks, your owls and crows and whatever, and they're also spreading it and dying. I have no idea. Like I said, you know, when you think about the immensity of what this would do to the landscape, it's pretty intense. So you're correct. I have no idea what to tell you in regard to where to go. I would probably tell you to stay clear away from that line of fire for sure. We don't know really how far that's going to spread if it is a directed energy weapon. Okay, when you're here in Phoenix, out where I'm at, and they run a chemtrail, when I was in Windsor, Ontario, the chemtrail would go horizontal, like it would spread in a horizontal format. So it would spread across the sky and then drop down. It would create a haze up in the sky. Here, when they run a chemtrail out here, the chemtrail drops either straight down or builds straight up. It creates the cloud, right? You can watch it creating a cloud here. So it will go vertical, not horizontal. They'll run a horizontal plume and then it rises vertically and it creates the cloud cover that we see here. It's all bullshit here, all of it. An artist trial. Well, I started having an idea about running a relay, connecting it to this trailer, and having it charge the trailer on the external to see if anything happens that way. I don't know what to tell anybody in regarding to it. Like I said, it appears to me to be a directed energy weapon. And it's going down from Mexico, all the way from Mexico, all the way up to Quebec. That's too much of a stretch. That's an actual eclipse. It's just way too much of a stretch. If it was a localized area, okay, according to their maps, it's going to start in the southwest corner of Texas. If it blotted out just that area, that would be more believable. But this is going that the distance is about 5,000 miles. Like I said, I don't buy it. I don't trust their science at all. Yeah, we are just screwed. Well, I don't, like I said, this is speculation because people have been asking me what I think. And so I decide, okay, this is how I see it. Now, I've had other people send me stuff about these towers and how they're there to sort of suck your consciousness into a containment or whatever. And when you look at 60 years of warfare on us, 60 years of targeting us with technology, 60 years of putting things in our environment, 60 years of poisoning us with genetics, 60 years of injecting us with God knows what, 60 years of putting, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9G into the system, 60 years of building towers that can do things that we can't even begin to imagine. You know, it's a pretty lopsided war because of the fact that we've not been aware or awake or did we grow up to deal with these things when we should have. You know, so cross image hooch. Yeah, I agree with the Mopar Mile. We're so screwed. Constant assault. Yeah, pretty bleak situation. No, come on, guys. Let's stay sort of positive. We are going to win. The presentation is to give you a clear view of what you're dealing with. Okay, what you do with the information is up to you. Now, I have been fighting for the last 30 years or plus, coming up with solutions and doing things. Now, are we all going to make it? No, that's just realistic. Are some of us going to make it? I think so. I think there will be a remnant. But this cannot continue at the rate it's going. The planet cannot take much more of this either. Can't be bouncing frequencies off the planet and bouncing it into the ionosphere without having some detrimental effect to the planet's inner foundations. That just doesn't make sense. Like I said, we'll see what happens, you know, April 8th, if it is a directed energy weapon and what it will do. I mean, we don't really know. All anybody can do is speculate. That's all anybody can do. Like I said, when you're looking at the ramifications of this, you know, and on the same token, is it really going to be an eclipse? Is it going to be some sort of technological device that they have up in the atmosphere to create the desired effect? Maybe they're experimenting on controlling the sunlight in certain areas, blocking the sun so that they can weaponize it. There's a lot that we can think of that they could do, you know, but I don't think it's going to be an eclipse. I don't think at all it's going to be an eclipse. You know, I think primarily this is going to be some kind of technology that they're going to test. That's why we love you. You saved my life. I was so contaminated with nano that the damn wires were growing out of my stinking thumbs, literally. So with my katana, life, it'll kill you. How could we have dealt with this, Jim Tony? Didn't know we were being... Well, I agree with you. But on the same token, so my point is this. We were being warned through the music. That was the medium of the day, right? Hearing all these songs. And we sang those songs. We danced to those songs. You know, we were yeah, whatever we were hearing, you know. And how many times have you sang War Pigs? You know, generals gathered in their masses. How many times did you sing that song yourself when it came out? You know, the music put us to sleep. We heard the message, and then we were put in a coma. We were saying it was just a dream or whatever they were putting in our head. If we were aware of these agendas back then, we may have been able to do something. That was Simpson's episode. Block the sun. Keep praying for discernment. All I know at this point, frequency would be from harp or cell towers, I would think. It could be from anywhere. Could be from anywhere. You know, towers could be from. Okay, Alana Freeland did a presentation. And she was showing you how a guy behind the monitor was able to set a charge up in the ionosphere and was able to control the ions in the atmosphere. You could see it arcing and bending, moving back and forth. So it could be coming from anywhere today, anywhere, you know. And she says the same thing. She says, in her opinion, she hasn't seen a real cloud. It's all plasma. All chemistry, all fire, all charged up particulates that are assembling. So like I said, we have to really pay attention regarding to what we're hearing and seeing and believing today. Can't go back to some pie in the sky, just makes me feel good kind of bullshit. You have to take a hard look at what's really here and then start to come up with or start to think in terms of what do I do? Like I said, I got an email about these labs and what we could be doing. And I said, well, we can do what we can do. See, there you go. I am hearing a lot of people pointing out what we speak, our spells, what you make. Well, our language is designed to do that. English language is, yes. So when we're looking at the, I'm going to play it. Let me see if I can find it. I don't know what time this thing actually started working. Let me see if I can, this one? No. Yeah. Hopefully it'll work. Okay, now this one doesn't want to work. Why don't you want to work? You bugger. For some reason, the volume does not want to work on this stupid thing. Okay, let me try something else. Give me 1 minute here. That's something else. I'll touch on that very lightly too. Let's see, global. Let me see if I can find it. Why do these things disappear like this? I don't get that either. Sometimes I am amazed. Let me go back to here. Give me a minute. I have to find this thing. I got it downloaded, but well, maybe I can find it. Let's see here. YouTube here. Give me a second here. Let me know if you can hear this. Give me a shout if you can. Okay. All right, let me see if I can try to download this again. Maybe, I don't know what happened. Like I said, today's been one of those days where I'm kind of like wondering, what was I thinking coming to this wonderful atmosphere, this place of insanity. Let's see here, what's going on. Let me go back here. Let me see here. Okay. Let me see here. Hold on. Give me a second. Oh, what the hell? Let me see here.
copy. Okay. We'll go back here in a second. Like I said, there's always never a dull moment. Welcome to Arizona, eh? Where nothing effing works right at all. It just amazes me. Just amazes me. It takes about a minute, and then I'll play it and download it to my course. It decides to lock up on you. Here we go. Okay, give me a second. I'll see if it'll play here first. What? No volume. Okay, I'll give you the link to the I don't know why it isn't playing. This is so effing retarded. Okay, I'm going to give you the link. I cannot get this thing to work. I don't know what the hell's going on today. It's just one of those Chuck U. Farley, F U kind of moments. It's, this YouTube downloader isn't any good. Okay, I will put this, I'm going to post this in the, I'll put it in the StreamYard. And I'll put it in the Rumble. And I'll put it in the Twitch if I can find it. There it is. And I'll put it in Twitter. Twitter. Okay, here we go. AI Zoom just, yep. Okay, so the link is there. When you listen to the words, when you read the lyrics, and when you see how they illustrate the song, it's very indicative of what is really going on in the world. And like I said, this is one of those things that we have heard, okay, and we have played, and we've listened to songs. I listened to it, and I thought, wow, this is really amazing. I never heard the song before. So what's going on here? Okay, that's that. All right. Okay, so it went on all of them here. Okay, cool. I tried to get my husband to take vacation, go to the mountains about 4 hours away when this for 2 weeks when this eclipse is supposed to happen, but he won't. Well, you got to do what you got to do. Yep. Well, I think the reason why we're getting these messages today is so that we do get prepared. You know, I don't think the world is, there's going to be much left of the planet. I keep thinking in terms of eradication and erasure, just like they did with Tartaria. Just like when you look at all the structures that were built before our time, how they're completely scorched. Have you ever noticed, and I talked about this on the last show, have you ever noticed that a lot of old pictures that you see of old structures, they're still standing from another era of time, and the engineering and the building of those structures, how they were extremely advanced. And have you also noticed that when you see certain areas that look like they've been scorched, melted, well, they want you to be out exposed wide open. That's the other thing about it. But when you look at those structures that you see completely, looks like they've been melted. It appears to me a directed energy weapon assault was hit, and it was hit everywhere. And sometimes you'll find rural areas or areas in the very outskirts of some major hubs that were completely decimated. So it makes you wonder, and we've seen the photonics with Maui and some other places. Alrighty, battery about to die. Thanks for another great show, I missed the fuckery. It's still nice to connect with the community. Yep, that's the whole idea behind this, to get everybody to connect. And like I said, it might be a good idea to get everybody's pertinent information while we can.
looking at all these structures and places that look like they've been hit with some kind of high-end directed energy indicates this has been around before. And it indicates as well that people, that they've been erasing history. And I think we're on another reset to erase more history. That's what it looks like to me. We're going through another level of erasure. Things are going to get erased again. Things are going to get removed again. We're not going to, even the way the internet's running, I don't think we're going to see or even remember. Most people won't even remember some of the search engines we had. I think it's going to be all AI eventually. There's going to be no search engine left. There isn't going to be any Opera. There isn't going to be any Google. It's just going to be AI. And it'll be, you won't even have a keyboard. You'll just talk to it. I need to know this information. It pulls up a file for you. Or it may not pull up a file for you. You may have to have certain clearance in order to get access to certain information. Wow, there are a ton of satellites out there on that link. Aha! Uh-huh. You've been riding the link. You've been out there eating macaroons and drinking hot chocolate, watching satellites. I know what you've been doing. I can tell. Petrified. Yeah, the petrified forest. That's another. You notice a lot of the forests were red. That's usually a sign of iron oxide. So you kind of wonder if they released some sort of plasma weapon that would have used the nano iron or oxidized iron, or maybe created some kind of thermite. These are things that we have to kind of, I think, keep it in perspective. Imagine you got these little small towns, especially like where I live. I'm about 80 miles outside of Phoenix. And most of these people here are in their seniors. Most of them are seniors that live out here. They can't afford to live in Phoenix, so they moved out here. So imagine the first place you'd want to hit would be the seniors. They would have the memories. They would also have the wealth. They also would have, they also would know the difference. A lot of them would know the difference. So they would be the first ones they would eradicate. I may take my son and go. Uh-huh, there you go. Let's see here. Puma Punky. What are you talking about there? Okay. And this is the thing. Are those civilizations lost, or were they just cooked over and left to be buried by the vegetation? These are things that make me, like, when I look at a lot of deserts, like I'm in a desert. When you walk out here, all you see is sand. Sand is everywhere, except for they paved the road, or they have a street, or they have a shopping plaza. Sand is everywhere here. And at nighttime here, you hear coyotes, and during the day, you see all kinds of, hawks or, doves, sparrows, roadrunners. I think I saw something that looked like a finch. When we look at all this stuff that, is out here, it's all desert. And you see this rustic material all over the place. You see a lot of oxidized iron laying around. I don't know where they got it from or what it was, or just some mining they did, and they just spread this stuff all over. I don't know. But what I do notice, that in the complex I live in, you see a lot of sparrows and doves and roadrunners. But when you get outside the complex, and I don't know why they're still alive. I can't even give you a reason why these animals are still alive. Maybe the cedars are protecting them. Maybe the rosemary here is protecting them. Maybe the There's a, some kind of tree that's budding some kind of yellow flower, but it's just starting to bud. But you do see cedar trees, and you do see a lot of rosemary here. And the rosemary here is different than the rosemary grown up north. The properties are different. I'm not sure what's keeping them alive, to be honest with you, because the area is heavily chemtrailed. Where I was at in Windsor, you saw the sparrow population that dropped drastically, the dove population dropped drastically, the squirrel population dropped drastically. So you saw a difference. Now, but when you look around here, if there are any old structures, they all seem to have this coating of iron oxide or rust. Yeah, we're not just talking one little section or one little line where maybe you might say there was plumbing. It's the whole wall, the whole side, or the whole whatever. So like I said, it makes me seriously think that they might have done something in the past. Dropped some kind of directed energy weapon. You maybe used a photonic weapon. Maybe used a some sort of hydrogen weapon. Who knows? I believe we have lost far more than we have. Totally culturally and architecturally. Okay. Joe Biden is here now. Okay. Justin Trudeau left and Joe Biden popped in. mud floods. Okay. Think about that for a minute. Mud floods. Were those really mud floods? Or were those, again, a created effect of weather modification? Or, again, a directed energy weapon of some kind. You know, they were working with Japan to create the tsunamis that hit Japan. What if they did the same thing in another reset? You know, when you think about it, Justin called me and told me to catch the show. Okay. Oh boy. Okay, let me get back to the show here. All right, when you guys get a chance, listen to it. And the lyrics, they have the lyrics playing with it. I explain my reason why I do not think it's going to be an eclipse, but rather some kind of energy experiment. That's my take on it. It's going to go through the states, provinces of the most oldest population, which I find is a common denominator. When a scientist from the monitor can create a manipulate the molecules that are densely concentrated, this is with the Atlanta Freelance research. Unaware people in the specific region notice the line in width. Look back at the previous photos and illustrations. When you see some of these lines that are going across the sky, and we see that the line going from Mexico all the way to Quebec, like I said, and then we're seeing X's, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised on the day of the eclipse that we see X's going across the whole distance either. And I did put a couple of scripture references here indicating, and again, I'm not saying these are prophecies that are prophesying this, but it sure seems like it's something is going along some of the same lines as this. You know, they have spoken words, swearing falsely and making covenants. Thus judgment grows as wormwood in the furrows of the field. And I kind of wonder if this is what is going to be happening, poison the food supply. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall from the prophets of Jerusalem, the wickedness gone forth into all the land. So I'm thinking maybe we're going to see the wells are going to be poisoned. Then his meat in his bowels was turned, the gall of ass was in the midst of him. The gall of asp, and I kept thinking about that. I wonder if they're referencing, you know, well, some might say it could be parasites. Some might could say it might be nanotechnology or nanobiotech, you know, poisoning the person from within. And that's what I think would be happening. If they rang some kind of nanite technology and you took it in, it may just debowel you. So again, these are, again, when I'm speaking from this perspective, I'm not saying this is what it is based on these scriptural references, but these look like indicators to me that something of some magnitude is going to cause some problems here. And you may want to look at this. And again, you may want to say, oh, it doesn't mean that. And that's up to you. So you can figure out for yourself if this is what this is referencing. Remember, we have been all afflicted with fullerene and nanobiotech. And an ass is a toxically venomous snake with one bite can kill you in about 10 minutes. Now, is this ass from the eclipse? Who knows? Is the gall on the skin being the result of the poisons we have been consuming? And then when you're told to be outdoors, when this occurs, are we being set up? Like I said, these are things that make you wonder, you know, if this is what they're doing. Telling people to go outside. It's okay. It's safe. Take a look. Wear your sunglasses. You know, some might say this is a xenophobia or a paranoia. I would say follow the science. Well, wait, we did. And what did that get anyone? Nothing. Yeah, so, you know, when you look at the science, how much of the science have we been exposed to over six decades that has done nothing but cause great deterioration and damage to not only the environment, but to everything? You know, we're told about glyphosate being saved, genetically engineered and genetically modified foods are safe. The shot was safe. The mRNAs are safe. Get your shot. I swear to you, they're safe. That the president said. And then the lyrics. Like I said, when you read the lyrics of that song. Let's see here, but this will take me to another link. Give me a second here. That's the same one. Like I said, I don't know why that won't play. Okay, let's see here. I don't know why that won't, why that didn't play. Let's see here. Let me try something here. I'm going to try it one more time with a different downloader. I think it's it's good to hear it, I think. Again, I could be wrong. Let me see here. Second. Another one. Let me try that one. Like I said, oh, here we go. Here we go. What this will do.
Does anybody really listen to the words of the Red Hot Chili Peppers song Californication, considering that it was written almost 25 years ago?
Psychic spies from China.
Yes. Let me know if you can hear this. Let me know if you can hear this at all. Come on. A second. Let me know if you can hear it. Sec, there you go. Hold on 1 minute here, see if you can hear this at all. Let me know.
I'm gonna try to steal your mind's elation. And little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotation. Okay. It's the edge of the world in all of Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east at least, it's settled in a final location. Hey, I'll sell.
Now, that lyric makes you think a little bit about the sun rising and finally settling in the location. What are they talking about? What are they talking about? What are they referencing there? You know, think about that. Sun is rising and finally is set in its location. It's moving. Sun was moving. You know, was it a sun? Wasn't even born and she got him at. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. If you guys hold on a second, you guys can hear. Okay, I'm going to continue. Let me continue playing this song. You know, I didn't even know that would work. Okay, here we go.
Done very well to break the spell of aging. Celebrity skin, is this your chin or is that why you're waging?
Okay, they're talking about the celebrities, the war against aging. And then we look at Demi Moore, what she used to look like, and what she looks like now. She looks like the Joker. And you know what's interesting? When you think about the Batman series and the Joker, how he fell into that of whatever, and then he came out with this deformity and this mutation. And now you look at the celebrities, and guess what? They're the Joker. Because they have the exact same kind of decorum. You remember, what's her name now? She was the one that made the comment about Obama's wife being gay, or that they were gay. They killed her on the operating table. You ever look at her face? You ever look at all the surgical things they did to her? Didn't she look like the Joker? You know, didn't she look like the Joker at all? Think about that. I was basically when I was saying inhaling the ex-con is. How would they know? So, like I said, there's a lot this song is saying, and when you start looking at it. Here we go.
Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement.
Now imagine that. Space is the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement.
In Cobain, can you hear the spheres singing songs off station to station? And Eldorado's not far away, it's Californication.
Yeah, now this is interesting because he's talking about, they're singing these songs about these so-called aliens that they made contact with. And again, he's saying the whole thing's a farce, a show. Now he's talking about Silly Billy. Silly Billy. Here it goes, Silly Billy.
Been raised by those that praise control of population.
Does anybody?
He's talking about Bill Gates being raised in a way he was raised, again, in dealing with genetics, you know, curtailing the population. Like I said, we heard the songs. The lyrics will be in the Substack, so you'll be able to copy them. And you can click on the link and you'll be able to hear it. But you'll hear, like I said, you'll read what they're saying. And then when you watch what they're displaying, they're telling us exactly what a lot of us have been telling you, that everything's just bullshit. It's all a lie. All of it's a lie. And the lie is continually going forward. And then you heard the politician or whoever that was speaking about an agenda coming back around May. They are bringing it back. And I think they have to create some kind, and again, this is my speculation, but this is going to be an energy weapon that they're going to release in the guise of an eclipse. So they can set the stage. They fire it in April, and then in May they can tell you, well, you know, we have all these blah-da-dee and blah-da-da, and, you know, it's where it's going. We are on a 5,000-year loop. I know. Well, of course, yeah, see, definitely. CIA was writing the songs. Well, the MK Ultra. So this is all MK Ultra. All the bullshit that came in the 60s, all the rock and roll, the drugs, the Eastern religions that were incorporated into the Western theologies, the political bashing that was going on, the war in Vietnam, the arms race, all of that was all staged. All of it was all staged. Just about all of it is just full of shit. And now what they've done, they went after one group, and now, and they've been going after different groups every so many decades. And now they're going after everything. Christianity, Judaism, Islamism, Orthodoxy. It's the last rung on the ladder that they're going after. The first rung was real easy to take out. They're the easiest to deceive and maneuver. Joan Rivers, that's it, yeah. When you want, take a look at Joan Rivers. Doesn't she look like the Joker? And look at all these celebrities that are out there that have had the facials and the tummy tucks and all this other shit. Don't they look like the Joker? Plastic Fantastic. I remember when the song came out, and I did pay attention to the lyrics then. The sun rises and sets in a different location. Today, from when I was... Yeah. I never heard the song. I just heard it the other day. I thought it would be a good material to put on the show. And it's all part, like I said, of everything we've been going through. So like I said, knowing what we know, and we know that just about everything's just bullshit today, we might have to start thinking in terms of, okay, how are we going to manage? Having a gun is great and wonderful, but having something that's going to stop a frequency is going to be better. Having something that's going to shield you from the effects of a mind control nanite assault is going to be better. Having something that can remove any of the technology that you may get exposed to is going to be way better. Having a food supply that isn't affected by nanobiotech or genetically engineering or mRNA or CRISPR technology is going to be better. Having your water table clean so that you can utilize it. See, if they drop something in the water table and we don't know what it is, whether it be a graphite material, whether it be some other alien complex chemistry, who knows, that we can't neutralize, that we just poison the well until the wells finally filter out over time. Like I said, this seems like another reset about ready to happen, and it's going to eradicate everything that has been done since. And I have to ask this question as well. How many times has this been done to the United States? How many times has this been done to America, to Canada, to Russia? Now, why is it certain regions of the world have been suppressed and now they're rising? And are they heading in the same direction? Because it sure does. It sure looks like it. So this seems like a major, major eradication program going on again. And if we look at the 1920s and we look at the 2020s, we see that the history is almost identical. And they're trying to push us now the agenda at 2025, not 2030. I think too many people are waking up too fast and they realize that they're speeded up. So like I said, you think about everything that we've been seeing, everything we've been being entertained with, everything we've been listening to, we're seeing this shit right in front of us. We're hearing this shit right in front of us. And we've been incapacitated, I think, till now. Till the last 20 years. People, they're unable to contain it anymore. And now they have to erase it. And that's been our history. This is why we can't figure out anything either. It's been a perpetual loop. You know, this is where the reincarnations have come in. You see, we've been in a loop. what kind of loop? Who's controlling it? The movies. Yeah, that's another good example. Elon Musk is another one. Who's controlling the loop? I would have to say it would have to be some form of artificial intelligence. I don't think AI is, we didn't build the AI. We woke it up. That's what I think is happening. Nobody controls AI. And if you look at even the days of Noah, there's big clues there that what was controlling the general population at that time was some kind of alien intelligence or artificial intelligence that took over. They didn't talk. They were connected with like a neural link. And they were building an antenna, what we're calling a tower today. So like I said, when we're looking at a lot of things, this has been going on repeatedly. You know, every so many years, this has been happening. It seems like every century now, it seems like we go through, at, okay, 1920 is when it hit. Now we're at 2020. It's hitting again. And at the end of this, there's going to be a war to clean up and to further erase all that's been going on. That's what happened in the last century. Two world wars to eradicate and remove all memory of what was there before. You know. Is that what Jason Brashear suggests? I'm not sure who. Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about either. All right. I think I better wind it down. I probably went way past because I had so many problems again getting this thing started today. Listen, I thank you for bearing with me on this because, again, it was such a pain in the ass. Dean Galambos put a link up there, but I don't know what it's about. Around what year AI started to be omnipresent? I think it started in the days of Noah. Maybe even before. I would probably go take it all the way back to Adam and Eve. The day in the garden. Even the Bible tells you that in Ezekiel 28, I believe, that he was wiser than Daniel. And when you see the construct of Lucifer with the precious stones, those are chips. And when you think about it, when you read about timbrels and tubes, we're driving down the road today and I was looking at a huge antenna. And you remember those old antenna that had what looked like drums? Get stuck on the side of the antenna. Those are timbrels. That's what they would call it. A timbrel is like a tambourine. They look like a drum or a tambourine. And then you look at the tubes. The tubes would be either a construct of what held it all together, or possibly some kind of monitoring. So it was sending signals out all the time. Bible says he travels to and fro. Sounds like he's moving back and forth. Isn't that what you can do with a satellite? You know, if you want to move it in one place or another. Like I said, when you start looking at the scriptural references, you begin to see that, you know, this has been here for quite some time. My theory is every time civilization went down, it went into sleep mode. Every time civilization rose back up and they were able to reach that level of scientific or technological evolution, they turned it back on again. That's what it seems like. Anyway, I'll leave you with that thought. I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. I always tell everybody, encourage you to read the Gospels. You know, it would be the best thing you could do. Read them, understand them, read what it's saying, not what some minister is telling you, not some goofy guru is going to tell you. Read it for yourself. You know, that's what I would encourage everybody to do. I always, like I said, you know, when you start looking at these prophecies that were written in the Bible, these resets have been reoccurring. You know, seems like, you know, we're right on target what the Bible's saying. So again, I would encourage you to read these things. I would encourage you strongly to read these things. So when we're looking at all this, pay attention to the Substack. There's links there. I also put the links of everybody that, you know, I'm associated with or working with or talking with in regarding to all that we're doing. So there's a whole bunch of links there. And as well, let me reiterate real quickly, there's also a little read for everybody. So if you are going to donate, do it directly. I can't emphasize that enough because it's a pain in the ass to deal with anything else. All right. Next show will be Friday, 8 p.m. Hopefully I'll be on time. And hopefully I won't have all these headaches. All right. To the next segment. To your house. Take care.